Blog Talk Radio.
Rainbow Radio, it is your girl, MC Taz, honey. Thank y'all so much for tuning in with your girl. You know, I had a little situation with my message text alert, so I need to get that on the line for you guys. But we are going to be discussing and talking about tonight. There was an incident that happened in New Orleans. Apparently, a queen did blackface. I don't know the specifics of the situation. All I know is that Miss Facebook been blowing up all day, and people have been called racist and da 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 da. We're gonna get into this a little bit coming up, and we're also gonna get into, it's December, baby. We got all kind of stuff going on, so we're gonna get into that. I'm gonna kick y'all off with a little song right quick, so I can get everything situated, so we can talk, and I don't have to stop and you know all this. But I'm gonna get y'all started with a little BB Borelli, you know, because I'm feeling ballin'. We'll be back right quick with you guys. Y'all sit tight, Rainbow Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, honey. Look like we're going to be having my sister Aubrey. Looks like we're going to have my sister Miss Aubrey possibly call in and tell us a little bit more about this situation. Oh, shout out to Shanika. Hey, Shanika, thank you for tuning in. We got a special little show for y'all right now because Facebook today has been blowing up. Of course, you know, I know a lot of drag queens just because of what I do and where I'm at. And, oh, shout out to Q Baby. What's happening? Thank you for tuning in. Okay, so let me tell y'all what's going on. Okay, so there was a situation that happened this weekend, apparently. I'm trying to get more information on this, but I'm going to give it to y'all what I know. Apparently, there was a queen in New Orleans, and she decided to do blackface. Don't ask me why. She apparently decided to do blackface. I don't know what was the circumstances. I don't know what was her. I don't even know who did it. Okay, so that's why I'm trying to get more. No one's really saying the name. They're just saying, you know, it was inappropriate and, you know, da 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 da. And some people are calling some people racist and some people are, you know, it's kind of like the little back and forth that's all gone. So I would like to give some people a chance to come and say their side of the story and tell me what's going on. So I'm trying to get that situated as of now also. But I wanted to tell you guys, hey, hi, how y'all doing? I'm working. I know if y'all haven't seen a lot or heard a lot of me in the last few weeks, it's because, A, I've been super, super busy. But, B, I'm thinking how I want to redirect Rainbow Radio and exactly what I want to do with it. So we'll be growing and changing, and you know, I got my little creative juices flowing and how I want to get that together. So just know that I'm not going anywhere. Oh, she dialing the wrong number. We gonna have her on, y'all. Look, she's gonna be calling in 1 second. Okay, there we go. So I want to get these people on this phone, and hopefully my sister, Ms. Aubrey Sinclair, she's going to be calling in right quick. I just gave her the right number. And she can give me all of the situation on this blackface. Now, y'all already know how I feel on the situation. Like, I don't understand as people why we can't understand. Like, you know, other people will be like, what didn't happen to you, so why are you upset? Or, you know, it's the simple situation of, there my sister go. That's Miss Aubrey right there. Hold on, y'all. Let me get on the line so we could talk about this. Miss Sinclair, is this you?
Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm fabulous, sister. Girl, you know, y'all been having Facebook buzzing today, so, you know, I had to get in on the local tea. And because, you know, I never caught the name of who actually performed or what was going on. I just caught a lot of people, you know, Paris asked a question about culturally, you know, is it wrong or should, when do you draw the line? And then, you know, I've seen a couple other comments and you threw something out there. So, you know, I like to go to the horse bitch. I want to get it from the horse mouth, honey.
So I will give you the full scoop. Are you ready?
I'm ready, girl. Pour the tea. Get y'all cup, bitch. Get y'all cup.
Okay, so the bar, this did not happen at the bar I work at, nor a show that I booked. I do not book entertainers who do blackface or anything of the sort. However,
right,
I am friends with some of the people who were involved in the situation. So my friend Reba Douglas runs the Reba Douglas Jubilee at the Golden Lantern.
All
every
right.
Sunday at 5 p.m., which is a gospel drag theme show.
Okay.
And there is this local entertainer who does drag every so often. He's actually Tammy Tarmac's partner, and he goes by the drag name of Miss Jenkins. And Tammy Tarmac's partner is a Caucasian man, and he portrays an African-American woman in drag named Miss Jenkins. Now, when people say blackface, I automatically think to the 30s where people are painting themselves black and painting themselves as a really offensive caricature of an African-American person. Now, Miss Jenkins just, she paints herself a little darker to portray an African-American woman. I'm not a racist. I don't support racism. You know me. Most people who know me, and that's not of my nature. Anyway, I didn't have anything to do with this situation. However, Ms. Jawakatima Davenport decided to make a long video and put my name in it several times, but that's another story.
Oh,
anyway,
that's where the name came in. Okay, yeah.
So Reba had originally scheduled Ms. Jenkins, another entertainer, Fancy Ray, to do a couple of spotlight numbers, and Jawakatima. Jawakatima found out apparently that day, or realized that day, that booked in the show was an entertainer who was going to portray an African-American woman in drag, and she felt uncomfortable with the situation and decided not to participate in that show. And from this whole controversy. Now, I'm good friends with Reba, like, and I'm also good friends with the Tarmac, as I'm good friends with many people who are entertainers in New Orleans. I'm not saying, you know, I don't support blackface or condone anything that's going to upset anybody, especially anything that's going to be perceived as racist. So this is where the whole situation stemmed from. I did pop into the Jubilee. Myself and Tiffany Alexander walked down there because we had a break before my show at the pub, and Tiffany was in it. And we popped our heads in, saw a little bit of the show. And I will say that the audience was a mixed variety of people, gay and straight, black and white, people of different ethnicities. The show director, Monica, was there. I talked to Monica, and I said, you know, how do you feel about this? Especially Monica being a person of color and the show director of The Lantern. And, you know, we had a talk about how she perceives Miss Jenkins to be playing the part of an African-American woman and not necessarily blackface, and that she's not offended by Miss Jenkins, as she would be offended by someone like Shirley Q. Liquor. But, you know, it just, it raised a debate in the community about, is this acceptable? Where does the line lie? Is it never acceptable?
Right.
You know, and Paris raised the question about, you know, is it, you know, is it inappropriate to paint your face white as though you're a geisha? You know, is it inappropriate to dress, you know, do your makeup similar to that of a Native American?
Right. I think if you're showing homage to the culture, I don't think that it's inappropriate. I think, I don't know who Ms. Jenkins is, so the character-wise, I don't know if she's, like, smoking weed, doing these stereotypes, having watermelon, fried chicken, like, you know what I'm saying? Like
right,
she's portraying
right.
an African American woman, but is she portraying a strong African American woman that doesn't take any shit and is woke and is doing something positive for the black community? Or is she Miss Jenkins berating and living up to stereotypes of the African American community? I think that that's where the line is. Like, if you're going to be a geisha, if you're clowning the culture or trying to, you know what I'm saying? But if you're,
you know,
if you're paying homage,
you know,
and I don't know Miss Jenkins and what her routine is.
That's completely different to me than, you know, doing blackface. To me, a lot of times that's completely inappropriate. Racism is a very hot-button topic right now. It still exists. You know, we certainly do not need to do things that's going to inflame anybody. And, you know, some people say stuff about, like, see, one comparison that kind of made me mad when people start talking about the Wayans brothers, how they came out with the White Chicks movie. Oh, well, you know, that's black men posing as white women. Is that degrading? Well, no. I mean, in order to be racist, it's about a power thing. White people have always been in charge of this country. White people have always made the decisions. You can't be racist against someone who's always been in charge of things. That's the first thing they teach you about,
right,
you know,
you can't
race relations.
You can't take
black
the power
people cannot
from
be racist
them, right.
against white people. You know, people of color have always been in the minority. You can't be racist against someone who's always been the majority. You know, look
yeah,
at
people
our,
just
you know, leadership and our presidents for the longest time, with the exception of Barack Obama, have all been, you know, old, Caucasian,
white,
wealthy men who self-identify as heterosexual. You know, with a company, with a country led by that sort of leadership, you know, people of color have always been in the minority. So, first of all, it's ridiculous. The whole Williams brother thing to me is ridiculous because black people cannot be racist against white people. First of all,
I agree.
I'm not a racist person. I completely get it.
Most people think in terms of individual, like me and you having a situation, or like they don't think in bigger situations, like in what you're talking about, how a group of people cannot be racist against. Like they say, well, a black person called me a cracker, or you know, they were being racist. Like they don't get that. No, that was just an individual, like moment. Like you know what I'm saying? They can't take anything from you. Like they didn't take anything from you. They can't change the social, how society sees you or whatever. So, like, and they don't get that, you know. So people always, they don't look at the bigger picture of that. But Ms. Jenkins maybe did need to push this. I mean, maybe somebody did need to push this conversation, because I think that if we can have a conversation and people can get so emotional with it.
Ms. Jenkins has been a character in the community for several years now. She usually rides in the Easter parade. There are people in the audience, you know, of all races, all walks of life, and they all seem to enjoy the show. You know, the African-American people there didn't seem – the ones I spoke to seemed, you know, did not seem to be offended. Now, most of the people who are offended were people who I do not believe were there. I can't tell people how to feel, and I can't, you know, vouch for whether, you know – I'm not condoning it under any standard. I saw one number that she did, and she was dressed like a church lady, and she did End of the Road.
Okay.
However, I was told that she did another number dressed as Mrs. Buttersworth, so I could understand how that
with the pancake. Yeah, I kind of caught that little piece. Yeah, that's where it causes, because that goes back to the stereotype and back to the whatever. But like if you doing your character and she's a strong woman figure that you're just trying to portray, okay, I'm saying personally myself, you know, I would be like, that's me. But I know a lot of other people who feel different, and, you know, they're, like you said, they get offended. And
absolutely. And it's never okay to make anyone
of a certain race
feel uncomfortable or degraded or anything like that, and especially when it's coming from a white man to a minority race. It's never going to go very well. But like I said, this was not my show. I did not book this person. I did not have anything to do with it. I am friends with the Tarmax. I am friends with Reba Douglas, who runs the show. I am friends with many people in the city of New Orleans. And, you know, I'm not in it. I did go watch a little bit of the show. I'm not supporting that type of behavior, but I do love my friends. It's like what I wrote in my post, because Mr. Joaquin Davenport decided to include me in her long rant. Now, I'll fully disclose, she and I haven't seen eye to eye for years personally, but that's a one-on-one personal type of thing. We've always been very cordial professionally, whatever. But I think she took this issue that she had with Reba Douglas and Ms. Jenkins and decided to go rope me into it. And said all this, you know, she implied that I was racist or had something to do with it, even though she kept saying, now I'm not calling anybody racist. But when you say that enough times, you're really trying to call a person racist, and I didn't have anything to do with this situation. So that's why I posted about it, to clear my name, since she wanted to put me in the video.
Well, y'all was making my Facebook pop all day, and I didn't know what the hell was going on. And I was like, wait, and when they said blackface, I thought the exact same thing you said, like 1930s type of blackface. So I was like, oh, whoa.
You know. Blackface and, you know, drawn on a really big lip.
With the white, with the lips and stuff like that, yeah.
So,
I don't know.
People have a full picture to make up their own mind.
Right. Because I didn't understand, and that's why I was asking, like, somebody, you know, I want to hear whoever's side of the story, because I feel like everyone, you know, we all have an opinion, and we just need to understand each other and try to make it better, you know?
And I certainly understand how, you know, Joaquin being a person of color could find that offensive, especially the idea of that offensive. Now, there were other people of color in the audience who did not find it offensive, so... you know, just to play devil's advocate, it's all, you know, is it ever okay? Where's the line, especially if you're dealing with drag? You know, is it camp drag or is it a, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine who was like, you know, this is absolutely a never, ever kind of thing. This is never appropriate. But, you know, we were having
a few people say that,
debate over all of it.
But I like it when people can talk and, you know, people are not, you know, cussing and screaming at each other and, girl, we're going to block you and we can't talk and we can't be friends anymore. You know, like, we should all strive to want to be understood and put ourselves in that person's situation. Like, you know, especially as a white man who hardly ever gets discriminated against, to feel how a person of color feels is very hard if you don't really think about it and try, you know, like put yourself in that situation and say, how would I feel about this?
Right.
But,
absolutely.
I mean,
racism is alive and well in this country. I mean, it's a real topic in the world. I mean, I don't know if we're ever going to get to where we need to be, but I think by having more open and honest discussions about race in America with one another, we can, you know, maybe get a better understanding of each other as an entire people. So we can start
to move past that.
Heal the wounds
right.
of the past. And, you know, and I think as generations move along, we start to weed that out of our culture and society. But, you know, as we see in the news and in the world and our day to day happenings, especially living in the South, you know, I see racism on a regular basis. So.
Me too, definitely. And, you know, I try to plant seeds. That's all I could do. You can't never make somebody, you know, I'm not going to get in an argument with somebody, but I will definitely plant seeds. And, you know, you get, talking about racism, especially with Caucasian people, I get some of the same things that we've been given, like, you know, just like some of the same, but this. And I'm like, that's so crazy. You know, y'all need to grow past that because some of these things are just outdated thoughts and, you know, let's progress past this.
Absolutely. But, you know, I do know my friend Reba Douglas, person at all. And as far as I know, the Tarmacs, even though one of them portrayed an African-American woman, from my friendship with them, I do not know them to be racist. I've never noticed a racist bone in their body, but however, he does portray an African American woman in drag, so.
Right. I think Caucasian people, though, especially.
I can't speak for anybody else. I can just speak for myself. For me personally, as a show director, I would not feel comfortable booking that type of entertainer.
Right.
But, you know,
I can understand that.
I can't speak on behalf of anybody else. But that is the tea that went down last night that everybody is up in arms about and discussing on the Facebook.
Right, and I think
I will tell you this: Miss Tiffany Alexander had a run in outside the same bar when we were leaving. Someone there did not like her very much. Who shall remain nameless, who works at that bar, got a whole bucket of ice and threw that bucket of ice at her feet and said he needed to cool the sidewalk off and nearly doused Miss Tiffany with a whole ice bucket while she was in drag. So due to Miss Jenkins and the Black Cave controversy, that has overshadowed the Tiffany Alexander ice bucket controversy that happened last night too.
Well, girl, I seen she said they pissed in a bucket of ice or something. I don't know what she was saying, but I knew she was upset, honey.
She said,
OTT, hold on.
You know, Miss Tiffany was real mad. She was so mad she couldn't even spell correctly. And, she, you know, she had a couple cocktails by that point. So her spelling was on point, but we could tell she was real mad.
Oh, she was pissed, girl. She was pissed at that situation. And, girl, I heard and I seen. Yes, ma'am. But we thank you so much for coming pour us the tea, girl. We needed that because I was very confused at what was happening. And y'all go look for – this is Miss Aubrey Sinclair for y'all who do not know. She does a show on Wednesday. It is called Spill the Tea with Aubrey, honey. And y'all can go and look in our archived episodes. She is on Rhinestone Royals once a month. the third Wednesday of the month. So please go check her show out. And she spills the tea, honey. And she's from New Orleans, so she gives all the happenings, what's going on up there. So we are ready to hear you back on, honey. We missed you last month.
Yes, I'm happy to be. I know I was so sick last time. I just didn't have it in me to do it. But I'm going to pour the tea extra, extra hot. Now, I probably won't have Miss Jenkins on it, because I think that's some tea. I don't want anything to do with no blackface tea, honey.
Yeah, I think that tea's going to be over soon.
That tea is stale. I'm done with that tea. I don't want to have no sip of that tea. And I wouldn't have Jawanka team on to spill the tea, but I told her to not speak to me again, since she tried to imply I was a racist up on the Facebook, up on her videos, and infuriating all them people and spreading all them lies and deceit, honey. I ain't got time for that. Tell her to lose my number and name, honey.
Miss Aubrey, you cut that, baby.
We'll have somebody all real good to spill the tea. I'm going to stir it up real good and real hot.
Oh, I know you will, baby. We are ready. But thank you so much for coming on. I need to get a little song in and get on to this other madness.
Yes,
but we appreciate
it.
You. And
yes,
she is also Miss Gaisler Zalee, y'all. Going to be giving up her crown soon in February, right?
February 17th. And this coming Friday, you can catch me at the Corner Bar in Monroe. I'll be entertaining for the Miss Louisiana Diva US of A pageant.
Oh, Diva, is this weekend?
Yes, this Friday is Coco's Give Up.
Oh, our sister Coco is giving up her Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, I'll be in the house.
Y'all going to have to help Coco, honey, because she's going to have a meltdown. She's not going to be able to take it, girl. She's not ready to give up that crown. She's not ready, girl. Y'all going to have to.
Go into the back.
Coco is not ready. But, okay, sis, thank you so much for coming on through. Y'all go check out Miss Aubrey Sinclair. And if you are in, you know, Monroe, go check her out. Or in New Orleans, check her out also. She's all over, baby. She does a lot.
I'll be able to move.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, sis. We'll catch you later.
Bye.
And for y'all, we are going to get into a little music right quick. And whenever we come back, we are going to finish we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, Miss Situation, maybe how y'all feel about it or whatever. I need to check this Facebook and possibly come back with some things. But I'm also going to get into what's going on this weekend. We have a lot of events at my place. We are doing a holiday Kris Kringle pop-up shop on Saturday and some things of that nature. So I'm going to get into everything that's going on. Y'all sit back. I have some Daniel Caesar for y'all, the best part on Rainbow Radio. We'll be right back.
Feels so nice. my water when I'm stuck in the desert. You're the talent all I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine of my life. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. No matter how far. If life is a movie, then you're the best part.
Yes, guys, that was some new Daniel Caesar with Best Part. Okay, y'all, my Facebook is going crazy. I got my sis on the phone, and she wanted to give y'all a little bit on this situation, too, so I want to hear her point of view on this. And y'all say hello to my girl, Miss Dragzilla herself, Miss Bria Andrews.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Diva, how are you?
I'm good, girl, I'm good.
So do you know what happened? Do you know the situation?
Well, I don't know the situation per se, but, you know, Paris Manchester, she posted, you know, I'm guessing it was pertaining to that, and I thought maybe she was just asking, you know, just a question as something, like as an upcoming performance. And then I saw later on, you know, a picture of it or whatever, and it was like, you know, my thing was like everybody was saying race is this and race is that. I wasn't saying, you know, about people being racist that did this, but what I was trying to explain to people is this. It's offensive, you know what I'm saying? And people like, everybody's getting butthurt. It's an entertainer. It's a costume. But when you wear a costume and when you do drag, to me personally, it's, you're doing something that's positive, that's, you know, making people laugh, that's making people feel good. If you're doing drag and it offends any of your fans or anyone like that, if you have to question if it's offensive, then yes, it is offensive because there's a history behind that. Whether it's an Asian person, you know, whether it's a, you know, Mexican person, a black, it, the thing is, it's offensive. And when you look back at it in history, when they came with the blackface, it wasn't to uplift the African-American community. It wasn't to bring us up. It wasn't to show us in a positive way. It was showing people in a negative connotation, in a stereotype. Every, you know, African-Americans are black. They're greasy. They're oily. They have big lips. Oh, they're so black you only can see their eyes. They're speaking broken, you know, not proper English. It's yes, a mass, a no, it's offensive. You know, it doesn't make you a racist. It makes you offend. You know what I'm saying? That's going to offend people. And if you did it with, you know, with a Asian person, you know, feeding into the stereotypes, Asian people do this, they do that. Like I'm saying, it's offensive. It's not racist. Racism is a whole different can of worms. So when people start throwing around the words racism, they're getting it confused with being offensive and being a racist person. That's just what I was trying to explain. And to me, it came off as offensive. You know, jokes, there's some things you just don't joke about. You cannot make a negative part of a person's culture funny because it's going to offend them. You know, it's not funny to them. It's not funny to the next person. It's just not funny.
Yeah, I don't think it's funny either. Miss Aubrey Sinclair had came on a little bit earlier, and I didn't see a picture. You said you've seen a picture, so I would like to definitely see a picture. From what she told us, Miss Jenkins is a character played by a white man who she's a black woman. Now, I think what I said was, okay, because I'm a white woman, but I like very urban things. I like very ethnic things. I will wear a turban. I will wear bamboo earrings. You know what I'm saying? I wear very ethnic apparel. I wear braids. I will do, you know, very ethnic hairstyles. So I don't know if I'm just coming from the situation of, like, I don't feel, when I do things, I am not trying to clown or to defame or to degrade anyone's culture.
Exactly.
I like it. So, you know, when we
flattery
talk about it,
when you do it. Like, I could appreciate flattery. It's a style. Everybody like braids. Braids is a hairstyle. That doesn't belong to anyone. That's just, you know, it doesn't belong to anyone. But it comes down to skin color, things like that. Okay, you could be Miss Jenkins, girl. You could be, because everybody, you know, a white person may have a grandmother like that. This person may have an auntie like that in different cultures and things. But when you take it to the part where it's like, I'm going to go ahead and put this black face on, it's such a touchy subject, and the line is so thin between racism and being offensive. The line is so thin, it's very, very easily, it's very easy to offend someone, even if that's not your intention. But that's a thin line, and sometimes you got to make a choice and say, this line is so thin, I'm not even going to touch this because somebody is going to get offensive. There's no way in hell I would believe that a person would be like, I'm going to put on blackface and people going to be okay with it. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to pull my eyes to the back and be like, oh, I'm going to make some Asian, you know, eat cat joke. You know, things like that, that's offensive. So when you have something like that as an entertainer and the line is so, so thin, and you don't know, the lines don't blur because there's too much happening today to where somebody will be offended by it. That's just my opinion. Like I said, everybody is entitled to their opinion, and everybody should respect somebody's opinion at the end of the day. But that's just how I see it.
I agree with you on the racist word as well. I think that, you know, if we take that word out and replace it with offensive, like you said, I think that it changes the conversation because, you know, I know white, you know, people just white, black, whoever, we get defensive. If somebody tells us we're doing something and we don't feel like that's what we're doing, you know, we're going to automatically, I don't feel like I'm being racist. I don't feel like I'm doing this, you know.
Exactly, because it's not the same thing.
When you take the word and you change it to offensive, like, if you offend me with something you did, even though that wasn't your intention, you can't be mad at me because I'm offended. Like, just try to, as a people, if we would try to understand each other, and I think that the word offensive does so much more than the word racist because people stop at that word. That's like a stop word. I think we also have Miss Joaka Tima Davenport on the line right quick. Let me see if we got her on the line, and I'm going to give her a minute to say what she has to say, Ms. Bria. Hold on.
Okay, boo.
Ms. Joaka, is this you, Ms. Girl? 917, hello?
Oh, hey, this is Reba Douglas. Hey, how are you?
Oh, well, girl, you're the one I want to talk to, too, baby. That's good.
Hi, baby. How you doing?
Can I make you jump on and give me a little scenario? Because, baby, I want the tea, and girl, I'm trying to get it from the horse's mouth.
Well, I think it kind of got, and I mean, I understand everybody being very upset. Don't get me wrong. But what happened was, for me, was I have a friend which was Mrs. Jenkins, who has done this character for a very long time. And I had booked Joaka Tima as well with Mrs. Jenkins. And in my opinion, I mean, I do Diana Ross. I put on an afro. And I mean, it kind of goes back to the thing of where do we draw the line of what's correct and what's not.
Okay, but wait, when you put on your afro, do you also paint darker?
Well, I mean, I use brown, but it's not, I guess, what's the word, like dark?
Right.
But do you change your skin tone, do you cover your face and make your face the color of Diana Ross? You know what I'm saying? That's when it gets,
I get pretty close. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, but that's what I'm saying. It's not like, you know, it's not like you're being a racist, and I understand what you're saying. You're an entertainer. You know what I'm saying? So you're doing a character as Ms. Jenkins. But if we take it like that, then every entertainer that does a look like I do, I'm a fair-skinned, Tara, you know I'm a biracial person. I'm a fair-skinned person. So when I do, you know, if I just decided to do Jennifer Hudson, if I painted my face black or whatever, to me that's still offensive because that's still blackface. Even me being part black woman, that's still, you know, it's still offensive. So that means every black show that every song that I do, if I'm given that look, I need to do it every single time. It appears less offensive like that. You know, like that, you're doing it every single time. But, I mean, I understand you can't do that, and you're not trying to be. You're not trying to offend anybody.
Yeah, but isn't that the intention, huh, is when you're not trying to offend and that, you know, people know your heart?
They do know your heart, and that's what I'm saying. That's what was mad. Yeah. That's what upset me is that everybody's like, oh, they're a racist. Baby, they're not a racist. I understand what he's doing as an entertainer. You know,
right.
He's not being a racist. He's not being racist at all. He's portraying a person, but then, like I said, told Tara, the line is so thin when it comes to something as black faith because of the history behind it. You know, it's kind of still, it's still there because as African American people and people that saw that, it's hard to see that, you know, knowing that they wasn't doing it for entertainment purposes. They wasn't doing it to say, hey, I'm projecting this person. Ms. Jenkins probably funny as hell, you know, she probably cool, but when they did it back then, they wasn't doing it that way. They was trying to show us jigaboos and all these other offensive words, so it's kind of hurtful. But if you, like you said, if a person knows your heart and they know you're not that person, okay, you know what? I know this person was not trying to be a racist. He wasn't trying to do this.
Let me interject something right quick. I think that if black people felt that they were on the same level and being treated equally as white people, I don't think that it would hurt as much. But I think that, you know, a lot of people, African-American people, take it as you're clowning, you know, the same way. Because as white people, we don't see it like that because we're treated on a certain level and African-American people are treated on another level. And that's just, even though we personally may not do that, treat people differently, society as a whole comes like that. And when you are, like you're saying, your heart and this and that, that's fine. You could be the best person, but your character touches so many different people that these people can't know you on a personal level. They don't know who you are. They don't know what your intention is. They don't know you like that. You know what I'm saying? So I think that that's where a lot of the offense and, you know, the not understanding, because in the day of technology, you've seen how fast and how far this went, where Ms. Jenkins could have, like you said, has been a character for so long, never went because nobody had a live and nobody had a video and nobody had you know what I'm saying? And the people who were there either enjoyed it or didn't, and that was it.
Right, right.
In this day and age, it just changed. And I think until, you know, like we were talking before you got on the phone, and I'm very ethnic. I do braids. I do, you know, and I do multi ethnic things to my hair and all of this stuff. And, you know, always come from the thing that I'm trying to pay homage to it. I love it. I think it's great. You know, I'm not trying to walk around and be like, you know, give a ghetto girl.
Yeah,
you're not
degrading it. You're not making it seem like, you're not like, oh, I'm gonna make fun of this. It's like you're embracing it. You're like, this is something I like.
Right.
You can't stop people from liking something. You can like this.
Well,
you can like that.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And I think that's where people get too sensitive about, you know, oh, they're offending. I mean, oh, they're being a racist. They're being this. Oh, they're trying to be a different color. She's trying to act black. This person's trying to act white. People should stop that and see it for what it is. I don't know you, but just listening to you on the phone, I can sense in your voice that you're not that type of person. You know what I'm saying? Like, not even seeing you at all, I can sense that you're not the person that was like, you know what, I'm going to do this and I'm going to make fun of these black folks. And they, I know, you know, I can tell from your voice that's not what you was going for. And what hurt me the most is that people are like, oh, racist, racist, racist. No, y'all using that word in the wrong term. He's not putting anybody down. Now, maybe the way the blackface thing, you know, that was a little sensitive, but you wasn't up there, you know, downing people or anything like that. I mean, you're portraying a black character, and if you did it in a positive way, then cool.
Right. I mean, I grew up wanting to be Diana Ross. I mean, that's, and if anybody knows me, they know that. That's what hurts the worst, is the people that are really stirred up the most is the people that know me and know my heart, and I'm like, you're not even giving me a chance.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole thing. There's no conversation. It's like, I'm telling you how you feel, la la toot toot, and I'm just going, what?
Without even hearing you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I don't like. Don't throw a label on him, and you're not even like, do you know him as a person? Have you looked beyond this? Beyond this performance, have you seen him perform before? Have you seen, like, know a person. Don't just automatically see this one thing and base everything on that one thing. Oh, he must be a racist. No. Did he do it in a derogatory way? Did he spew any racial slurs? Did he do any of that? Did he dumb down his English to make it sound like he was from the slave days or something? Did he do any of that? No, he didn't. So don't throw racist in there and call him that. When, yes, you may have been offended, but for them to go as far as calling you a racist, I do not agree with that.
Well, thank you. That's awesome. I mean, I think, you know, I do this show every week, and I had him as a guest, and I'm just glad to know that somebody can at least hear publicly.
Like, I don't think that y'all are racist either. I think, like we said, if people would change that race word to offensive, that the conversation could get so much further. And
you have a right to be offended. You know, people get offended every day, even on things that don't have to do with race. People get offended by being a woman. People get offended by being gay. People get offended by being straight. Everyone is going to get offended. Take that racist word out of there and just say, you know what, I was just a little offended by it, or I was a lot of offended by it. That would make it so – that would turn the whole conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, people are
ending friendships over this. It's weird, huh? And it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe that friendships are being ended. My mouth is open.
Well, yeah, and if you're a true friend, you know your friend's heart. If you're a true friend, you know that this was not your intent, you know, the person's intentions. And
right.
I think people are not stopping to look at that, like, especially on Facebook platforms, social media platforms. It's just an open forum for people to just fly off and just, you know, take
you
words
have
out of context. Yeah,
absolutely.
And you're reading things
Let me say this right quick. Why friendships are getting ended and why this is happening is because of people, first of all, don't know how to communicate with each other. And just like
exactly.
we said, they're using words like racist and they, you know, they're just flying off of the handle. If people could change the word to offensive, like if I tell you, hey, listen, that offended me, at least you can apologize and say, listen, I'm sorry you felt that way. That wasn't my intention. When
exactly.
someone says, when I come at you with you're a racist, I can't get that from you. This is why friendships are ending, because somebody who's feeling offended but hollering racist can't get the apology from their friend, because their friend is sitting like, bitch, I'm not a racist, girl. I don't know what
you're
talking
about. Yeah, like, you know, like, I'm not racist.
Right.
Now you done threw this powerful mm-hmm. word on me, and I have to defend mm-hmm. myself, like, so strongly.
Right, so the defense, you know, and this communication that we do with each other, it ends up being a crazy cycle, and somebody just can't say, listen. You know, I think we were quick to Miss Reba now. So when somebody throws you this racist word, say, listen, I'm not a racist. I may have offended you, and I apologize if I offended you, but I'm not going to allow you to call me a racist.
Call me out.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's the word. That word just needs that, you know. I'm glad that you called in. Thank you so much for spreading a little knowledge on us and what was going on and how you felt about it.
Well, it got so out of hand, I was like, oh, my God. And, I mean, I understand, but it was like, where is this coming from? You know, with people knowing me, I was
quickly,
like,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, when me and Aubrey spoke earlier, this was said about how, you know, as a Caucasian person, we, and especially you're a Caucasian male, you
even though you're gay, you still walk through life at a different advantage than some people. So you can't see where that is coming from. It's hard for you to understand that because you haven't had to live this experience. And, you know, and it's just a growth. You know what I'm saying? It's just a growth and a learning experience. And people are changing also where people of color felt for a long time. They couldn't say anything. They didn't have any voice. And now the voice is changing. So that also is a reason why a backlash as well, because for so long people of color couldn't, even if they said anything, poof, bitch, who are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, now people are starting to have more of a voice, and that's why it's being heard more. So, I mean, I think it's great that we are becoming more aware, and you not being racist, you're going to say, the next time you're going to say, okay, you're going to approach it in a different way. You know what I'm saying? You're going to think about it. And that's all it's about. It's just about thinking of someone else's experience than yours, you know, like how would this make somebody else feel? You know, that's all we want. We just want people, you know, we want people to treat us and not offend us. I think that that's what everybody wants. So I don't think that's your intention at all.
Well, and, you know, we all grew up with that religious judgment and judgment from society and stuff. And like you said, if somebody calls you a racist, you can't defend that. If somebody calls you a sinner, you're going to hell. How do you defend that?
Yeah.
You know, you're already judging me. You already have it in your head that this is what I am and this is how you are.
And it's such a strong word. People don't understand how strong that word is, racist. Like, you can't even, I mean, you really just can't. I mean, because you're already taken aback because somebody has called you such a powerful and a strong word. You know what I'm saying? Because through history, racist, when
hateful
we see
word.
This, we watch this on TV, it's such a hateful and disgusting word. And if you, as a person in your heart and soul, know that's not who you are, it hurts you at the same time. So they're not even thinking about how calling you a racist is hurting
you. Yeah.
No.
Right. And these conversations go off the rail. But I'm so glad to understand what was going on because Facebook just was giving me bits and pieces. And, you know, people say things, but it won't be the whole story. I didn't see a picture. I didn't know what was going on. So I want to know. I'm going to ask. I'm going to give y'all a public platform to let me know because I want to hear all sides. You know, I want to hear all sides and I want to hear how everybody was feeling. And I know that. I knew that when I found out what happened, I was like, okay, I know, you know, maybe they went a little too far. Maybe they took their character a little too far, maybe, you know, whatever. But I think that at the end of the day, it's a learning experience. And I think Ms. Jenkins is going to change a little bit. And she might. She might grow a little bit. And, you know, her character might grow a little bit. And we'll see what she does, but, you know.
And it's good. It's good for us to be able to communicate as adults and as human beings, first of all, before color and anything else. It's good for us to be able to communicate as human beings and understand and have empathy for the other person and understand and listen to their point of view and respect their opinion and respect where they're coming from. And if you don't do that, if you're constantly just out there spewing, not taking time to listen, then you'll never understand it and we'll never grow as a people in general because we're not even taking the time to listen to another person's side and see and empathize
and
put ourselves in their shoes and be like, damn, if their shoes was on my feet, how would I feel? And people don't take the time to do that. So, Tara, I'm really happy that you opened this up for discussion.
Thank you.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And another thing is that we, within our community, we need to get this together. I know, you know, the whole society got da-da-da-da-da going on, but the LGBTQ community needs to pull together. We don't need to let shit distract us and pull us apart and blame and blame and blame. We need to heal and we need to come together and we need to heal each other. That's how it's going to happen, you know, so I understand, you know, being blamed and feeling offended when someone blames you about something, but, you know, sometimes we need to put our pride aside.
We can take responsibility,
Yeah, just, you know, put our pride aside for what we feel and then sometimes just see the bigger picture. And, you know, it starts with someone. Someone has to do it, you know, so.
Yeah, and sometimes the things that happen aren't good, but sometimes good things
come out of it, right? And that's what I said about
sometimes good things come from awkward situations. Yeah. Right. And people can grow and get closer, you know, even though they're offended in the beginning. I know an apology does a lot. I know feeling that I was heard does a lot, you know, for me, and making me feel that you really care about what I said, you know, and it does a lot.
Uh-huh.
So I think that, you know, a conversation and whether someone takes your apology or believes you or not, you know what I'm saying, as long as you took the situation and grew from it, that's them if they want to stay stuck in their hurt and bitter self. But hopefully they want to grow as well and be better, you know, because that's what we should strive to do every day, just be a little better.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I'll make my love.
Thank you.
I appreciate y'all so much. Y'all go catch Miss Reba Douglas, honey. She is every week on Sunday at the Golden Lantern, right? You have your Jubilee?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
And this was Miss Bria Andrews you were talking to. She is Miss Dragzilla. She is a bio queen from Baton Rouge, and we love her. Y'all could catch her at Splash. She's all over. And we appreciate y'all for coming on and talking to us. Thank y'all so much. Y'all have a wonderful week, and a happy
Thank
holidays.
Thank you,
sir,
for having
to
us.
Talk to y'all in person, for sure.
All right,
Thank
happy
so
holidays,
much.
Baby.
Happy
Bye,
holidays.
Y'all.
Bye.
So there y'all go. Y'all got the tea, baby. I feel like that was a great conversation. I feel like that is the truth, that when you throw those words around, you know, it's especially with people throw the word friend around, people throw the word love around, people throw so many words around and literally do not know what they mean behind the word. It's kind of like it's just something they pick out the air because that's, you know, the closest thing they can get to what they're feeling, you know. I get it, but I think that our communication is so key. And if we don't know how to communicate with each other, to where I understand you and you understand me. And let me tell y'all something. I do this when I'm talking to someone because I know you will misunderstand me. I'll ask you, what did I say? And people think I'm not testing you. I want to make sure we're on the same wavelength. I want to make sure, I'm not saying if you heard me. I want to know what you heard, because I could have said one sentence and you heard something else. And all it takes in a sentence is one word to change what the sentence means. So I know it's hard because I run my mouth all day and shit just flies out my mouth. So I get it. But it's like I've had to start taking that back and really thinking about what I'm saying, because people do not listen. We just throw random words out because that's what we think we're supposed to say, or that's what we think it's supposed to be. Well, that's what it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I cannot stress how bad or how important communication is, and that we definitely need to, as a people, work on our communication and work on just loving each other, because I know it's so easy to go to negative and it's so easy to go to hate and it's so easy to go to you don't like me or you don't whatever, but it's even easier to go to love. I'm doing a short show tonight, y'all. I love y'all so much. I'm going to get out of here. We're going to be back on Wednesday. It's going to be your girl, Coco Valentine. She is going to be giving up her crown this weekend, so this is going to be her last show. I need y'all to come through and check her out on Rhinestone Royals. Y'all check us out on social media. We Are Rainbow Radio on Facebook, Rainbow Radio on We Are Rainbow Radio on Instagram, sorry, Rainbow Radio on Facebook, and Rainbow_Radio on Snapchat. Stay with us this weekend. It's going to be so much going on, guys. We have Thursday night is the Saints and the Falcons game. You can come to the bar and come chill out with your girl. Friday we have our drunken karaoke, and Saturday we are going to have our pop-up Kris Kringle shop, so y'all can come do some holiday shop mall businesses. We're going to have music and cocoa and food and Santa and all of this, oh my. So come out and support us. It is going to be 705 East Lasty Street in Erath. It's going to be from 1 to 5 o'clock. Y'all can go on Facebook and like it. Taste the Rainbow. Mm-hmm. Taste the Rainbow, boo. Mm-hmm. Y'all know what happened. But, yeah, that's what's going on. I love you guys. I'm going to send y'all out. I want to send y'all out with some Q-Baby if I can get it right quick. But also this weekend, right quick, while I'm getting this together, I want to let y'all know it's going to be the Red Ball. It's going to be happening at Bolt for Acadiana Cares. And
If you are not aware of what Acadiana Cares is in Lafayette, this is the clinic where you can get an AIDS test. They do a gay men's wellness clinic where you can come in and you can learn how to, what you have to do to stay STD-free. You can get protection. You can get education. They also just do get-togethers and do, like, movie night and things like that. So, you know, definitely y'all can, if y'all can support support the Red Ball that is going to be happening at Bolt this weekend, Saturday night. So go check them out. We are going to be getting out of here, guys. I'm going to leave y'all with some Q Baby just because, you know, I like it and I ain't heard it in a long time. But this is the little Truffle Butter remix. I love you guys. Y'all have a blessed week. Be good to each other. And, you know, step out your comfort zone this week and just do something that you never would do, you know. Hold a door open for somebody. Make somebody's day. You never know what they need. So I love you guys. I'm going to leave y'all with this, and y'all be good. I will catch y'all next week.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm like, you old fool for this one, baby. Yeah. You baby. Check it. Thinking out loud. I must have about a million haters right now. If all they think about something other than the money, two things about me is loyalty and the money. Pretty women everywhere. Pretty women in my ear right now. Sucking weeks to disappear right now. Got a bitch from the west that do magic with her mouthpiece. Spending like a psycho, but the head keeps calling me. On the S&M, we be fucking like some nympho. But I can trust that bitch, I lost my mind with that lasso. I be like, fuck that shit you talking, they just steal, though. She like I'm a virgin, cause I'll go up in my asshole. That COCOA got me anxious when she surfing. Pussy so clean, so good, I think I love it. Rockin' in Miami with the scene, I am a squad bitch. I'm like, fuck a label boy, I get that fame regardless. I keep a bad bitch that do weird shit in public. Put the take your bitch and say we did it just for fun, bitch. Fuck a truffle butter. My dick made of silicone and plastic rubber, like.